I'm Ellie Sturton, the host of The Kingston Curator, and every Friday, 3 p.m., you can join me for all things arts. Tune in to hear interviews with local artists, authors, musicians, and more. I talk about the latest arts news and upcoming events. You won't want to miss it. Today, I'm going to start by giving you a brief rundown of what's happening around town this weekend, and then we'll get into some interviews. This week, I had the pleasure of chatting with local musician Gregory Van Eyken about his new EP, which is fundraising for Veronica's Vale Overnight Men's Shelter. I also got the opportunity to sit down with Tiffany Morgan, Kingston's own drag mother, and Mo Horner, a theater artist, educator, and musician here in Kingston. They're both hosting the Skeleton Park Arts Festival this year, and we chat all about it. Now, just before we get into all those conversations, here are the main events and concerts you should check out this weekend. On Friday, join QLab Community for Craft Jam at BSC Skate Shop and Coffee Bar from 6 to 9 p.m. For $8, you'll get paint supplies and access to a cozy art night on the patio, plus drinks and mac and cheese. And if you're in the mood for singing, karaoke runs from 9 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. at the Buckle. On Saturday, get excited for some great Pride events. The Kingston Pride Community Fair runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Confederation Park, featuring local artisans, community groups, and live performances. The Pride Parade kicks off at noon from the Memorial Center and it winds its way downtown. Then at night, an evening of Pride lights up Confederation Park from 7 to 10 p.m. with a drag show featuring Perla from Canada's Drag Race and a stacked local lineup. Also on Saturday, YGK Craft Beer Fest returns to Fort Henry from 12 to 8 p.m. and general admission is $20. The Kings Court Street Festival runs from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. with a neighborhood parade, barbecue, and live jazz. Island Talks runs at Hotel Wolf Island from 11:15 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. with author Sarah Selecki. Or folks can catch Sapphic Delights at Something in the Water from 8 to midnight with drag, games, and dancing. Tickets are $20 in advance or $25 at the door. At 10 p.m., Timeout Bar and Bistro hosts a free 19-plus drag show with Becca Blake, Tiffany Morgan, and Dixie Landers. And finally, the Forever Gala in celebration of Kingston's Animal Rescue's 15th anniversary. It's happening at the Isabel Bader Center from 5 to 11:30 p.m., with tickets available for $175 each or $325 per pair. On Sunday, the Kingston Community Brain Tumor Walk takes place at Breakwater Park. Registration starts at 10 a.m. and the walk kicks off at 11. Or check out the Brock Street Block Party, running from 12 to 4 p.m. with street shopping, games, live music, and a roaming bar between King and Wellington. And Sunday evening, Alina Ballerina's Summer Gala hits the Kingston Grand Theatre at 5:30 p.m. with performances in jazz, tap, ballet, and more. Tickets are just over $39 for adults and $33 for youth. Got a community event you'd like us to share? Head to cfrc.ca and let us know. And now, here's some great live music you should check out this weekend. On Friday, the Sittin' Ducks bring classic rock and country to the RCHA from 8 to 11 p.m., $5 for non-members. The Thousand Island Country Fest continues with Paige Rutledge, Dean James, and John Norrand on the bill. At 7:30 p.m., award-winning organist Nathan Avakian performs at Kingston Korean Church. Just call ahead to reserve tickets. And the Grit and Grind Fest launches on the mansion's patio at 5 p.m. with a full lineup of heavy music. Tickets are just $30 in advance. Folks can also catch Purple Diamonds at Time Out Bar and Bistro from 6 to 8 p.m. And fast forward to Friday, playing at Wharf and Feather from 6 to 9 p.m. On Saturday, the Spectators play the RCHA from 8 to 11 p.m. with a $5 cover for non-members. And the Thousand Islands Country Fest wraps up with music all day at Happy Green Acres, featuring Lucas Oak, Mackenzie Leigh Meyer, and David Boyd Janes, closing it out at 9 p.m. Over at the Hotel Wolf Island, Bryce Clifford and Brother Briscoe play from 6 to 9 p.m. And at Spearhead Brewery, Mauricio Montesinos performs Latin guitar from 2 to 5 p.m. Stick around at Spearhead Brewery for a fundraiser from 7 to 10 p.m. supporting Kingston's Rosewell rehearsal space. It features the Killdeers, Clem Chesterfield, and the Bon Evans Band. That one is $15 or pay what you can. And on Sunday, Gerald McGrath brings indie rock to Spearhead Brewery from 2 to 5 p.m. And at Time Out Bar and Bistro, Landon Martin and John McClurg perform from 3 to 6 p.m. Got a local concert or music event you want us to share on air? Head to cfrc.ca and let us know. Those were the events and concerts that folks can look forward to this weekend. Now coming up, you'll hear pieces of a conversation between myself, Ellie Sturton, and local musician Gregory Van Eyken. We discussed his new EP and his fundraising for Veronica's Vale Overnight Men's Shelter. Gregory Van Eiken is a local musician located in Bath, Ontario. He just came out with his first EP called Movin' Markland, and it has three original songs.
I'm a millwright in Kingston. The music really sort of came back into my life probably about 15 years ago. I played when I was in my teens, but kind of had a long hiatus, and my stepdaughter was interested in learning guitar, and so to kind of support her with that, I started taking lessons again myself and getting interested in guitar, and it's worked into something that I've just stuck with since a couple of years ago. My teacher, who had kind of become my mentor by that point in time, suggested, why don't you start writing some of your own music and just see how that goes. So that's sort of where it started into, let's write some stuff.
Spending a few years working on these songs with his collaborators and his mentor, Tyson Sullivan, he ended up producing Movin' Markland. I asked Gregory about the project and how he settled on the name Movin' Markland. And he explained it has everything to do with his drive to raise awareness for the ongoing issues of homelessness and poverty present in Kingston and the area.
I decided that I want to turn over the project at some point and make it about other people. I do some volunteer work with Veronica's Vale, which is a men's overnight shelter here in Kingston. And just sort of seeing the need of these people, and they're always on the move. They never really have a sort of permanent arrangement. It's kind of a little bit of a play on that. You're always on the move. And, you know, ultimately you would like to move to something better. So moving Markland Street's just a few blocks away from where the integrated hub was in Kingston. And there's all these people that are in this spot, and moving Markland's kind of hope of moving them on to something better rather than just a shuffle around from one spot to another.
The entire EP is fundraising for Veronica's Vale Overnight Men's Shelter. Gregory has chosen to donate all proceeds from his music to the shelter, and I wanted to find out why this cause was so important to him.
At one point in my life, I was going through a divorce and pretty difficult times, and realizing that the difference between having a paycheck and having some options, and kind of coming close to the point of not really being able to keep all the balls in play. There's a lot of people are just you and me, but for a couple of unfortunate circumstances and maybe a couple of bad choices, a lot of us are not that far away from finding ourselves in a situation where you don't have the ability to hold on to your home, and then what happens? I don't think I can't put myself in that position, but I can maybe empathize a little wee bit and realize, hey, a lot of these folks didn't exactly choose where they are. So what do you do about that? Things that I do are music and millwriting and things like that. I can give some of my time, which is good, but that only goes so far. And then there's the musical side of things. It's something that I enjoy doing, but what comes of it? I can use what voice that does give me to raise the issue. I can choose to give whatever I get out of this right back to that community that has that need. At the Vale last year, 111 different individuals stayed with us, a lot of them on multiple sort of nights. 90 volunteers to man, because it's 7 days a week when it's open. 90 volunteers, 4,652 hours of work. 30% of the time we're over capacity. You know, it just goes kind of on and on. It's amazing what those people are doing. So it's a small part of the solution, but you know, I think they're doing something that's pretty special. Definitely a need. Definitely there's more people accessing it year after year.
Understanding the importance of this fundraising effort, let's take a moment to look at some of the songs that Gregory has written. The first one on the EP is a kind of love song called The Pathway to Your Heart.
I wanted to write a love song that was kind of different than other ones. It doesn't really say some of the usual things, kind of trying to keep things very wholesome, but also really tap into feelings that we've all had. We've all had nervousness. Is this person going to respond? So it's kind of about that and getting over that hump of saying, I think you're great. And then that sort of relief when the other person says, I think you're great too. Just to tap into those feelings. So that's where that one came from.
Then there's Misty Morning Meadow, which is about memories and the beauty of nature.
Misty Morning is out of a memory that I have from when I was very young of being up early in the morning and kind of walking out across the front lawn and seeing my own footprints in the sort of wet grass. And it was a memory that really stuck with me for whatever reason. Since then, there's been a lot of misty mornings. I've worked shift a lot, so a lot of the time I'm coming home in those early hours. Out along Bath Road, there's some patches of really thick lilac bush. And, you know, on a good still morning in the spring, I mean, the air is just full of the smell, a lot of reflection or observation of where I'm living. I'm at the crest of a ridge, and it's all farm field out in front of my home. When that light is sort of low, there's just these beams of light that sweep right across the field, and everything's just so vibrant, bright. So it was about a lot of those things, kind of going through all those sort of senses, what you see, what you smell, what you're feeling.
And finally, there's Gregory's song, Light in the Dark, which has some really important messaging and a fascinating source of inspiration.
That one was kind of a whole different story. It was a little bit about, well, a lot about justice, social situations. You know, we've all had jobs where you kind of feel I'm working so hard and it doesn't really seem to pay anyway. The effort that I'm putting into this. And we're living in an age where there's ultra rich and they just seem so disconnected from the vast majority of us that are just trying to get by. We were looking to find something that really kind of would capture that feeling of labor movement. And we hit upon this speech from Martin Luther from Memphis. And the timing of the song, the way he's speaking, his timing, it just clicked right into that. He was talking about the same sort of things, just a fair wage for a fair day's work and some of those issues. And it's Martin Luther. He's so eloquent and he's just so right on the money. So a lot of the song wound up being pieces of that speech. The look, look, there's a light in the dark. That lyric is, you know, Martin Luther was one of those lights. In spite of everything that seems unfair or difficult in today's world, I really think that there is a light in the dark. There's a lot of lights in the dark. There's a lot of people that are out there doing something about that. And that's where that song came from.
You just heard about Gregory Van Eyken's new songs, Pathway to Your Heart, Misty Morning Meadow, and A Light in the Dark. To help fundraise for Veronica's Veil Overnight Men's Shelter, go stream those songs on your favorite music platforms. Now, coming up on The Kingston Curator, we're going to hear a conversation between myself, Ellie Sturton, and Tiffany Morgan and Mo Horner. They're hosting and emceeing the 20th anniversary Skeleton Park Arts Festival this year. It's coming up June 20th to 22nd, and you can hear all about it in this interview.
Hi, my name is Miss Tiffany Morgan. I'm a drag artist here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Been doing drag for 25 years. And a podcaster, alumni at CFRC, and I'm going to be the co-host of the Skeleton Park Arts Festival with my other co-host.
It's a me. My name is Mo. I am a longtime fan of the good people of Skeleton Park. I am a professor in the drama department at Queen's. And yeah, lucky for me, I'm with my better half yet again this year, Miss Tiffany Morgan, hosting SPAF together.
Woo! So I guess you're co-hosting SPAF, that's Skeleton Park Arts Festival for anybody listening. So how long have you both been involved in SPAF?
Oh my gosh. Well, I've been a goer of SPAF for a very long time. I can't even believe it's been, it may be 20 years. This is the 20th anniversary, by the way.
Yes.
I think it's been 20 years I've been, you know, being able to go. It is the neighborhood kind of festival. You, even if you didn't even know that it was happening, you would hear the music and you're like, okay, I need to go down to Skeleton Park and check this out. But as an actual volunteer, like, this is my second year co-hosting with Mo. Mm. So this is like the more active kind of volunteering going on.
Mm-hmm. My very first summer job with the arts was the 10th anniversary of the Skeleton Park Arts Festival. I worked with Greg on that anniversary year, and that was kind of my welcome to the arts community in Kingston in general. Otherwise, I was a Queen student, and the Skeleton Park Arts Festival was kind of what connected me to the rest of the city. I have a really good story that maybe Greg will be embarrassed that I'm telling, but I don't care anyways. My first day of work, I was working with Greg on the Skeleton Park Arts Festival, and he said, Mo, why don't you come to the park with me? I'm doing a stilting workshop. And I said, that sounds fun. So we're doing this, and I didn't know that what he meant was he was going to be on stilts. So it's my first day of work. I'm a Queen student, and I'm like talking to my boss, who is already a tall person, on stilts, spotting him as we're having our first meeting, walking through Skeleton Park. So the best part about Skeleton Park is you never know what you're going to come, like, to arrive to, and there's always a lot of really kind of major sparkly neighborhood magic, you know, whether it be the artistic director on a set of stilts, you know, it's always a party.
It's interesting you should talk about that because, yeah, it is a really great introduction to the arts community here in Kingston, I think.
Big time.
It's everyone's has their hair down sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone's just having a great time and you're able to meet and see people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my favorite things about the Skeleton Park Arts Festival is it has so many kind of has so many values to the community, right? It offers music and craft and neighborhood connection and childcare and bike valet, and it really is, as a free festival, I think it really does kind of the power of the festival reverberates much farther than just the music and the art. It's about the community. It's about the people. Like Miss Tiffany said, there are hair down, shoes off kind of festival. Meet people that you've never spoken to. Meet old friends you haven't seen in 10 years. It's really so much more than the art also.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's community for me. That is the biggest part that I really enjoy about it, is just being able to go down, bump into some neighbors, find out that we have some similar interests or something in music or in some arts and some crafts or something like that. Also, I really enjoyed doing the community booths, just seeing some of the community groups out and about and learning about what they do. Like the Partners of Mission Food Bank, I remember, were there. And yeah, just so many other little community booths. And, you know, and getting us a bite to eat, too.
Yeah, the food's delish. The food is always delish.
Food's delish.
Always.
Well, this is actually going to be my very first Skeleton Park Arts Festival. I know. I'm really jazzed. CFRC is going to have a booth there, a community booth. So if you're around, come say hi. That's where I'll be. But I'm looking forward to walking around and seeing all the different events. Is there any one event that's new this year that you guys are really interested in, think will be fun?
So this year we're bringing back something that has happened in the past years, which is there's a side stage at Next Church. And they're offering a bunch of really amazing workshops. So I know Sadiqa DeMeyer is doing a workshop with Cadence Weapon, which is kind of legendary. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were like, I can't believe that I'm seeing Cadence Weapon play in my backyard. So I'm really excited about these workshops. They provide the community, I think, with a bit of a behind-the-scenes look at some of the arts making. So that's something that maybe not necessarily new, but I'm certainly excited about. And the other act I would highlight that I'm so stoked to see is Mosquito Bar. I don't know how many folks who are listening have heard them before. Have you heard them before?
No.
Very fun, energetic band. The highlight of this band is one of the players makes like bird and bug sounds. And it's always such a riot because you can tell the kids are kind of like, where is this coming from? So that's kind of two of the things I'm most excited about. How about you, Miss Tiffany?
You know, I am interested in the workshops as well, because the second workshop, so that workshop you're talking about is on the Saturday. And then on the Sunday, my friends, Tiny Horse, will be doing another workshop as well.
Yes.
Sounding off on Queer Joy, which I'm like, ooh, it'd be interesting to hear about that, mm-hmm. be part of that. And Tiny Horse, of course, will be on the main stage as well. But Yeah. I'm really kind of like looking forward to this. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I totally forgot about my first. This is not my first time being part of SPAF, or the second time being part of SPAF. I volunteered many years ago to do drag story time at Skeleton Park Arts Festival for Real Out Film and Festival, and that was so much fun. And again, you know, having community and stuff, it was more. It was like 20 adults enjoying themselves. There was five kids.
Yeah.
But it was like
kids, you know, at heart.
Kids at heart. Yeah. Kids at heart. So yeah. You're going to find anything and everything there.
Yeah. And I think one of the other things, especially Miss Tiffany pointing this out, this festival this year has a lot of queer art and queer artists. And it seems very special to have this kind of aligned in June, which is Pride Month, and to be really elevating and supporting queer voices in the community. So I'm excited about that kind of like that kind of crossover.
Yeah. It is Pride Month, after all.
That's it.
And Indigenous History Month.
Yes.
And I think we've been hearing that Kathy is going to be
grandmother. Yeah, grandmother Kathy Brandt is coming this year also. Another huge highlight of the festival. One of my kind of most cherished memories from last year is grandmother Kathy Brandt was kind of posted up next to the stage. And every once in a while you'd look over and she was like line dancing with her family or, you know, meeting artists and hosting artists in her space. So Miss Tiffany's right. We're really lucky to work with grandmother Kathy Brandt again this year.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of dancing, I think there's square dancing this year. There's music. How many different types of art are involved in this? Is it like it's kind of all-encompassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's an all-encompassing festival. Yeah. You have the visual arts, you have the sound arts, some performance arts. Yeah, it's everything.
Yeah. And I think, again, another really special highlight of this festival is it bridges that sometimes kind of harsh divide between professional art and community art. And I think one of the best things about this festival is it somehow finds a way to support artists kind of coming at it from both of those spaces, right? We've got really kind of amazing established artists that are performing on the main stage, but also we have kids making Boxtopia, which is a children's cardboard art festival kind of installation. So I think that's another really exciting thing about SPAF is it's elevating, supporting professional arts, you know, having them paid, but then also inviting folks in who maybe don't know if art is their thing, but giving them the tools to kind of try an artful weekend. So I kind of love that the openness of that space.
Yeah, there's something for everyone, sounds like. So
bingo.
That's perfect. I wanted to ask you both about the behind the scenes preparation. What are you doing right now? How's it going?
Well, you just caught us. We were doing some filming in the park, you know, just doing some social film, you know, just for the socials and stuff like that. So which it tends to be my little realm of things. I love to do a little video or two and just try to entice people to come on down to the Skeleton Park Arts Festival Friday, June the 20th to Sunday, June the 22nd.
See, she's legendary. This is her thing. The other thing that we do is we're really grateful to the staff at SPAF this year because, you know, kind of our biggest job is getting all the information about the artists so that we can share who they are on the main stage. And, you know, so I always get really excited in these 2 weeks because I'm kind of frantically Googling and figuring out who are these artists, where are they from, what's their community, how can we make them feel welcome in our community. So it feels so expansive looking at all these different kinds of artists from across the country and then imagining them at home in our neighborhood.
I really enjoyed being able to bring in some artists from overseas and stuff last year, just getting to experience that music, that culture too.
And Miss Tiffany is one of the things I learned the most from you last year is Miss Tiffany is an exceptional host. And I don't just mean, you know, like being hilarious and beautiful on stage. I also mean that kind of like warm and welcoming presence. I learned a lot of lessons from you last year about what it means to be a host to folks who are visitors and guests. And I felt really grateful to learn from you that last year. And I think this year I'm going to take those lessons and open my arms a bit wider too.
Run with it. Just
That's
run
it.
With it. There we go.
That's beautiful.
It is a neighborhood arts festival. You know, you got to be neighborly.
Miss Tiffany, I wanted to ask, so it is Pride Month, and I have been seeing your name everywhere. You are very busy performing. Are you doing okay? I feel like this is a lot.
Well, if I'm being honest, the stress hormones are pretty high this month, but and my feet are pretty tired as well. But no, it is Pride Month. You just it's called Being Booked and Blessed. You know, I am all over the place. But I'm enjoying it though too. Like it's great to be able to get out and meet people and see people and entertain people. There's something like, I think as artists though too, especially like the performative arts type people, there you get something out of it too, right? Mm-hmm. When you're on stage, when you're doing a performance or hosting or something, it's not just for the audience, but that person themselves, they're getting something out of it as well. Just some joy out of it. And being able to see a couple of people smile out there at some of my jokes or laugh at some of my jokes. All of my jokes. that gives me pure joy. And that's something that I can't live without.
Is it right that this is your silver jubilee this year?
25 years of drag in the Limestone City. That's right. I started drag in March of 2000. And this is 25 years in. So people have said you need to retire, but I have forgotten that, drag doesn't come with a pension or benefits. So I'm just going to keep doing it until I drop.
Yes. She is legendary. The work that she's done also in paving the way for other drag artists in town, like legendarily booked and busy this summer, but also years and years prior. We're also grateful for the work you've done the community.
I'm really excited to hear you host, just to be in the same park as both of you will be really fun.
Same with you, Ellie. I think Miss Tiffany said, we're just happy to share the space with all the people that are coming to party.
I'm like, we're going to have to come down to the C4C booth and the community booth section. Like, hello. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to say hello.
I mean, that's half the fun of such like a walk around festival, right? You do just get to talk with everybody and meet the artists in a neighborly way you wouldn't necessarily get to if they're performing at a venue and then you just go home and they go home. That's what I think.
That's exactly it. I think that's exactly some of the magic. Some of the artists will do their set, they'll go grab a snack backstage, and then they'll just walk around the festival and meet people in the neighborhood. And you're totally right, Ellie. Like, what other kind of festival has that flat ground, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if it was an evening sort of thing at a bar or something, you do your set and then you're out. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's not happening here because like you want to stay. You want to stay and interact with people and get that, burger or something like that, get that vegan hot dog or whatever. And
the food is always delicious.
Food is always delicious. I don't know who our food vendors are this year though.
Good ones. That's what we
Good have. Ones. Mm-hmm. They're always good ones. Yes. Oh, and then the waste freeness. That's something too, like all the volunteers, because there's a lot of Skeleton Park Arts Festival volunteers doing the audio, doing the light, but also like waste diversion, like making sure that everything that can be composted or recycled gets done. And I remember it was a really great fun fact a couple of years ago. They only produced one bag of garbage. Mm-hmm. The entire festival, they only produced one actual bag of garbage. Everything else got composted or recycled.
Wow.
Bring your own reusable cups and stuff like that, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, huge shout out to Jill Glatt, who is one of the volunteer coordinator, who does a lot of this work in gathering the good people in the community. And Miss Tiffany's right. There are volunteers doing garbage. They're doing stage setup. They're doing health and safety. They're doing the water truck. Like, it really is kind of powered on community and neighborhood volunteers.
Community volunteers, yeah. And give a shout out to the volunteers out there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you plan on being involved next year, or do you hope to be?
Oh, I'll be involved as long as they'll have me. That's for sure.
And I'm within earshot, so I am always going to be.
Miss Tiffany and I are coming, whether you like it or not,
Amazing. Yeah, I wanted to ask, this is the 20th anniversary of the Skeleton Park Arts Festival. Where do you kind of hope to see it go from here?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I hope that it continues to do the work to make folks who are new to Kingston, new to our community, feel welcome. I hope that it continues to diversify its programming and kind of continue to spread those arms even wider. I want to give a shout out to the really amazing board at the Skeleton Park Arts Festival, who does a lot of work in, making sure folks in the community feel heard and celebrated at the festival. So I hope it continues to do that kind of work. And I hope it, I hope the fun keeps going. How about you?
Yeah, I hope that it just keeps doing what it's doing and being able to connect with the neighborhood, because I am a neighbor. I want to keep it being a very friendly neighborhood kind of festival. But I also want people to know about it outside as well. Like, I think that's one of the big things, big goals that I want to see in the future, is that people from Toronto or Ottawa or Montreal are going to come down to visit our little neighborhood festival because they heard that it's awesome and fun and they wanted to come down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think also folks from other neighborhoods in Kingston too, you know. I once talked to some of the organizers of Skeleton Park and they were saying, you know, I hope all of the neighborhoods have a festival like this. I hope all of the neighborhoods in town have find a way to bring their neighborhood together or also feel welcome to come to this neighborhood and hang out. I think the power and the magic of a neighborhood is something that, you know, can get lost in the world where we are urbanizing and on our phones. And I think one of the best parts about this festival is it really celebrates, like Miss Tiffany said, like the neighborly love. And I wish other neighbors, you know, whether they're in circumstances different than mine, whether they are unhoused neighbors, neighbors who are incarcerated, I hope that all of our neighbors in Kingston feel welcome to come to this festival and also feel inspired to start their own kind of thing like this.
Phenomenal answer.
It
like
is
a mic drop
answer.
Moment.
I'm feeling very inept at this point.
Oh, how dare you. She's been booked and busy all day today, if you notice. Wow. What time did you get fancy this morning? Earlier than me, I bet.
Well, we started around 8 or so, yes.
Is there anything that either of you really want people to know about Skeleton Park Arts Festival?
One of the best parts of this festival for me is that it feels very familiar, but yet it feels new every year. So I think if you're somebody who, you know, you come year after year, you're wondering, is this year going to be different? It always feels different because there's always new energy in the festival. So I think that, you know, stroll on down. Like Miss Tiffany said, you hear something, follow your ears. You never know what's going to be on the other end.
Yeah, follow the ears, follow the nose if you can smell the foods mm-hmm. there too, and just follow the joy. Just as you're walking down the sidewalk, like you know that there's something going on when I look outside my door and there's like all these people parking and walking up towards the park and stuff like that. I know that there's something fun going on. And then I hear the bass drums and stuff like that in my backyard. And I'm like, okay, it's time to get up to the park. So whether you haven't been to Skeleton Park before, the Arts Festival, or if you've been there every single year, I hope to see each and every one of you out there tonight, that weekend, Friday, June the 20th, to Saturday, Sunday, June the 22nd. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to look forward to it.
I have a question. I'm not a Kingston local, and this is my first summer in Kingston, so I don't really know about Skeleton Park. Do you know why is it called Skeleton Park?
You can tell from the way that we're laughing. Tell us, Miss Tiffany. Tell us, Miss Tiffany.
Well, if you look on the maps, it's actually called McBurney Park. But all the locals call it Skeleton Park because it was full of skeletons. That's right. It was the, what is it, the upper burial grounds for the city back in the day when it was like a colony. And it was full, it was a cemetery, so it was full of bodies. And then I'm not too sure at one point the people were like, you know what, this is better as a park than as a cemetery. So they dug up all the bones, so they say. And moved them on. But of course, there's all these lovely little stories of kids before they moved the cemetery out, of these, you know, neighborhood kids using a femur as a bat or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you not heard these
no.
stories? Have you not heard these stories?
I love it.
And I'm like, I'm just imagining, you know, like black and white, like, you know, 1890s, like some kids like, I don't have money for a bat, but I found this femur coming out of the ground.
Sounds like you have to make a movie, Miss Tiffany.
It sounds like I need
sounds
to make
like you
a
need
movie.
To write a movie.
What I love about it, though, too, is that a lot of people think it's haunted.
Yes. Ooh, do you think it's haunted?
Well, I've heard of people seeing like little apparitions and stuff, and I haven't seen any of myself. I haven't seen any of myself. So,
I mean, shameless plug for other organizations that you're involved in. But I would say the other thing about Skeleton Park is, there is also legendary Halloween activities that happen in this neighborhood. Every year on Halloween, there's kind of a legendary kids costume parade. I know many folks at Queens might not know this, but every year on Halloween, there's this, the park fills, there's a band and kids and adults and like really dressed up. And I know Miss Tiffany does some Halloween programming around here as well.
Yeah. Like I just love it for the kids. Like just seeing the joy in their eyes when you're giving them some treats. But, and then for the adults, you know, last year I had Brass Over Tea Kettle, a brass band, and they were on my front porch. They just finished doing the Halloween parade, as you call it,
yes,
in Skelton Park. And I believe Skelton Park Arts Festival actually was behind that too. And then I was like, oh, just come on down to my front porch and play some songs. So yeah. It is a great little neighborhood. And also don't forget the Easter egg hunt.
Yes, the Easter egg hunt.
It's interesting. So they do that for the kids. They have these little plastic Easter eggs. Anyway, the day after I was going through the park and there I found a squirrel with an unfound plastic Easter egg trying to open it up.
See, it's for everyone, Ellie. We weren't lying, right?
It's for the squirrels, too.
Even for the squirrels. The Skeleton Park Arts Festival also runs a really amazing publication, a scratch publication out of the neighborhood called the Skeleton Press.
Oh.
And there's an amazing crossword in there made by Jill Glatt and Haley Sarfeld. There are local stories. There are biographies on people. There are, you know, opinion pieces. I think they come out with 4 a year, maybe fewer. This theme of the most recent Skeleton Press is neighborhood gatherings, so it feels perfectly suited for the festival. But go ahead.
Yeah, and if you want to learn more about the festival, like all the entire itinerary is in this Skeleton Press, so go to one of our local corner stores or something. I'm sure it'll be available for free pickup.
Totally. And if folks at Queens or folks that are in the neighborhood are interested in writing, you can also write to the Skeleton Press, pitch an article. They do really amazing work there. So also shout out to that editorial team.
Well, if that doesn't convince people, I don't know what will. I'm so excited for Skeleton Park Arts Festival. It sounds, and the park too, and the community, the neighborhood. I'm just excited to see it all and say hi to everyone. That's everything that I really wanted at. You guys did such an amazing job. You kind of covered everything. All that research is paying off.
Woo!
Yeah, we just did it about 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes. Don't tell. Cut the tape.
Cut the tape. Stop recording.
Cut the tape. I think it's that classic thing of like, it seems fun when you have fun. And I think I feel that when I am involved in this festival. I really enjoy it. So it's easy for it to do well because it's so fun to do.
Yeah,
you can hear the excitement, right? And that's what everybody who I've talked to about this has also had, that kind of glint in their eye, like they are excited for this weekend. So for everybody listening, make sure you come out, Skeleton Park Arts Festival. It's going to be an amazing, amazing weekend. Lots of art performances, good food, good people. And of course, Miss Tiffany and Mariah. So
thanks, Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie. So much. Thanks for joining me today. It was such a pleasure chatting. You just heard an interview between myself, Ellie Sturton, drag queen Tiffany Morgan, and local Kingston artist and educator, Mo Horner. Just a little more information on the Skeleton Park Arts Festival. On Friday, there's Walks of Life open mic hosted by Abby Louise, which will include music, poetry, short stories, and stand-up comedy. On Saturday and Sunday morning, there's yoga at 7:30 a.m., and then from 10 to 5 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday, there's the craft fair and the community info booth. There will be plenty of artists performing and lots of activities for everybody all ages. If you want more information, you can follow Skeleton Park Arts Fest at Skeleton Park Arts Fest on Instagram or check out their website. Now, just before we wrap up, I want to remind everybody about the Community Poetry Project in honor of the LaSalle Causeway. It's being run by Kingston's Poet Laureate, Sadiqa DeMeyer, and she's collecting submissions to create a beautiful work of collaborative poetry.
It does not have to be poetic, what you send. I'm looking for anybody's associations with it, whether it's a story, whether it's a single phrase of a few words, but the idea of what the bridge meant to you, what kind of memory about it stands out, what role did it play in your relationship to Kingston? I would love to hear. And the way to submit those is if you Google City of Kingston poem, then the first hit that comes up is a site that will take you right to the submissions page. There is also, if going through the website itself is not your preference, an email address up for the Poet Laureate of Kingston, and you can also email me directly.
So if you have a memory of the bridge or a piece of poetry you would like to submit, make sure you do so before the deadline of June 30th. It's coming up fast. And that's all for this week's installation of The Kingston Curator. I'm your host, Ellie Sturton, and you can catch me each week Friday at 3 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope everyone out there has a fantastic weekend.